utmost for his highest, August the 6th. The Cross in Prayer. At that day ye shall ask in my name. John 16, verse 26. We are too much given to thinking of the cross as something we have to get through. We get through it only in order to get into it. The cross stands for one thing only for us, a complete and entire and absolute identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is nothing in which this identification is realized more than in prayer. Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Then why ask? The idea of prayer is not in order to get answers from God. Prayer is perfect and complete oneness with God. If we pray because we want answers, we will get huffed with God. The answers come every time, but not always in the way we expect. And our spiritual huff shows a refusal to identify ourselves with our Lord in prayer. We are not here to prove God answers prayer. We are here to be living monuments of God's grace. I say not that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you. Have you reached such an intimacy with God that the Lord Jesus Christ's life of prayer is the only explanation of your life of prayer? Has our Lord's vicarious life become your vital life? At that day, you will be so identified with Jesus that there will be no distinction. When prayers seem to be unanswered, beware of trying to fix the blame on someone else. That is always a snare of Satan. You will find that there is a reason which is a deep instruction to you and not to anyone else.